Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
What is the sound that instantly makes you angry? Like earlier when Hot Wings did the impression of the mosquito buzzing in your ear as you're trying to fall asleep. That raised, even though I knew it wasn't real, it raised my blood pressure momentarily. A little tiny spike. What are the things? This is Tara in Michigan. Hi, Tara. What is the sound that makes you angry when you hear it?
Okay, it literally makes me want to jump off a bridge, but it is when somebody sucks up their snot through their navel cavity.
When they suck up their snot?
Yes.
Oh, Especially when you can hear the whatever it is break free.
The crackle?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it kind of goes like...
Now, what about like if somebody has the sniffles, Tara, and they're like that? Or does it have to be the big rip snort?
Oh, no, it's got to be the big where you got a hock a loogie after.
Yes. Yeah, that is visceral, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's awful.
It is. Let's see. Colleen. Hello, Colleen.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud. Hey. What's the sound that makes you crazy?
When you're calling someone, that like ringing tone. I did it for you guys.
It just sends
a chill down my spine.
The simulated sound of the phone ringing so you know it's calling that thing? Like the brrrr?
Yes. Yes. So like back in the day when they had the ring back tones, that was like a godsend for me.
Oh, yeah. And then they went away. That
ring
is awful.
Ring back tones, man.
We need to bring that back.
I'm surprised you can't change the setting on your own phone so that you get something.
You know, I am actually too.
I've never actually tried, so.
Maybe we'll get some texts. Maybe this will be a big day. Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's see. Bob in Wyoming. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Bob's in Casper. We were in Casper 2 weeks ago.
We were in Casper.
Man, did we have a good time, Bob.
Hey,
what's,
Bob.
Bob, what's the sound that drives you crazy?
Cat throwing up.
Oh, yeah.
The predictive. Same for dogs. That dog one, because you know it's going to sound like somebody dropped bean soup in a second on the floor.
Yep.
And then you got to hear them make the choice to lick it or leave it. No good. That's a good show on TLC, by the way.
Usually you try to get them and clean it up before they get to that. Yep.
Thank you, Bob.
That one doesn't make me mad. It just makes me sad.
Yeah, because you know what's coming after
that. Man. Yeah.
Absolutely true. Let's see. Derek's got one. It's like you're my parents on this one. What is the sound that makes you bonkers?
I can't stand when people do not lift their feet when they walk.
It's pretty awful.
It drives me mad.
Yeah, I agree. Foot draggers.
Yeah, that's a good one.
1-800-947-3979. What's one for you, Steve? Do you have any more?
Man, the first one that came to mind was by far it was the wind chimes.
Wind chimes.
Yeah, I cannot stand wind chimes.
Like really?
if your family rented an Airbnb or whatever, you've done that before, right?
Yeah.
If the owners had wind chimes,
I'd take them down.
You'd take them down.
Absolutely.
First thing.
Yep. You know what? another sound that really really gets to me is that sound when if you're in the car, maybe a window is not completely shut, or if somebody got in and didn't quite close the door, so there's not the seal, so you just kind of hear that little...
Oh. For me, it's when one person opens the window, but there's not the one to balance it.
Oh, so that gets to my wife.
There's a little bit of pressure change. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It makes me crazy.
I looked it up at some point. Like, that's got a name when you have the wind. No, like a scientific name.
Oh.
And I don't remember what it is, but, wind oscillation or something. But it's like that. Yeah, it hurts your ears. It's that pressure. I had a kind of similarly when the windows are down on my Suburban, the seat belt in the back seat behind me doesn't have quite the same tension that it used to. Mm-hmm. So the wind will hit it and it's like smack, 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 smack,
smack. Oh, yeah, that is.
But it's not that fast. It's like bump, bump.
Just like, enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, God dang it.
Daniel, you've got one in West Michigan. It's very specific. I mean, they're all specific, but yours is more niche, I think. What is it?
Hey, buds. Hey, love the show.
Thank you.
So, yeah, do you guys remember, well, I don't know about free beer or hot wings, but like Maitland, Kelly, do you guys remember the planners you used to get like in middle school and it had the 3D printed image on the front of them? Like, yeah, like kids that would take their fingernails and run them across them and they make that like high pitched, like,
The 3D yes. image ones. Yeah, they have the raised plastic bumps.
It's like textured.
Yeah, the texture is what it refracts the light so that it looks like it's 3D. But
you would know it if you saw it.
I believe you. Oh, I know.
There were certain CDs that would come that way too.
Where like you turn it one way and it looks like one thing, you turn it the other and it changes. Oh, that would drive me crazy.
People would get me to run out of a room with that.
At least time has marched on.
I can't take it.
Like it's not still there. So thank you, Daniel. Let's hear from Leanne on Cape Cod with Pixie 103. We're coming to see you. I mean, we're coming to see your area. Maybe we'll see you. Leanne, what's the thing that makes your head hurt as soon as you hear it?
When somebody takes a metal utensil and scrapes inside of metal pan.
Oh, I hate that so much. If you're using a metal pan, use a wooden spatula or a plastic spatula. You don't do metal on metal. Yeah, my hands are so clenched right now.
Yeah, it's bad.
Similar to that.
Up my spine.
What about teeth draggers on the fork?
God.
That one makes my teeth feel weird just thinking about it.
That one at least isn't super
Thank
loud.
Thank you, Leanne.
You can't hear that one as loud. But yeah, I mean, similar to what Leanne just said, but the fork and knife cutting something. Plate. Yeah. When you cut a little too aggressively and you get that
when it slides
kind of high pitched, like,
yeah, but I hate that. Yeah. I hate that. I hate that. I hate a certain kind of car when I hear it.
What kind?
It's almost always a teenager and it's an older Japanese car that's been stanced and they always have a tailpipe that's the size of a coffee can, but it's loud, like it's high pitched. So it's like, I hate that noise. It just drives me crazy. Because when I hear that noise, I also know that it's a stupid looking, pointless car and an idiot driving it. So it's like all the things.
It's offensive on several levels.
That annoy me. Yes. Obviously, I like cars. I like almost all car culture. That one I don't get. And I hate it.
One time when I was trying to buy a house, my car was in the shop and they said, we got free loaners. And they gave me one of those.
they gave you an old car.
They gave you like a Fast and the Furious car. Yeah.
And so I only had it for a weekend, but I go to this open house and it was the house that I eventually bought and the realtor that we eventually used. But when he said, when I went in and when I left, he was said, let me show you another house that's just down the street. I go, okay. So I get in that car.
Pull up looking like Paul Walker.
Drive like six houses and go in and I go, I know you're not judging. You're going to say you're not judging.
Yeah.
That's not my car. So don't go back and tell the owners of these houses that I can't even afford a car and that I, you know, like don't tell them that I'm not eligible.
Vin Diesel's moving in next door.
And he didn't
turning
care.
The place into a chop shop.
I mean, I'll humor this guy, but he's got like 71 payday loans right now.
That guy is looking for a place that buys gold right now.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.